The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had, yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing in upon you, and yet you asked, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, rose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know of this, and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And here's a very brief thought on a very long gospel. The woman afflicted with hemorrhages turns to Jesus, but only as a last resort. Only after she's first spent everything that she owns on doctor's bills. Jairus, the synagogue official, turns to Jesus, but only as a last resort. Only after he's first spent all his hope and has no place left to turn. Many people turn to Jesus, but they only turn as a last resort. And it's here that we can begin to understand why God allows suffering in this world. Jesus is not a social reformer. Jesus is not a philanthropist. His mission was never to eliminate all human suffering, because he knows that the soul's deepest need is for God, and that some people will only turn to God as a last resort, and that suffering is often God's only point of entry. It's been said that God speaks to you in your conscience, but he shouts to you in your pain. That's why Jesus did not eliminate suffering from his own life. That's why Jesus did not eliminate all suffering from this world. That's why Jesus once said, "Take up your cross and follow me." It can be hard for us to understand that there's something greater in this life than prosperity. It can be hard for us to understand that there's something greater in this life than health. And that something greater is God Himself, and that sometimes pain and suffering are God's only chance. That's why when you suffer, it's only for a season and always for a reason. To open the door of your heart so that God can enter in, and when He enters in, to bring comfort, healing, and peace. St. John Bosco, pray for us.